We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yo.
Tyler.
What up?
What up, Chi-Town?
In Chicago.
Chi-Town.
I got Kevin and AJ, right?
Yep.
You.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, brother? How you been?
How you doing, man?
Good. Has it really been 5 years since we got new music from you guys?
Yep. Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry. That's all my fault. I'll take full responsibility for it. I'm sorry.
Why now? Why are you doing it now?
Well, perfect timing.
Because it
feels right. Feels right.
We have music that we're excited about and we want to share. So until we get music that we're excited about and want to share, we're not going to release anything. And so we really feel like that we got some fire here. We got some heat.
We got a banger.
We wanted to share it with the world, and there'll be a forthcoming album as well, a couple more singles too, but we're excited.
Is it harder? Is it scarier, I guess, to release new music after a long layoff? I mean, you guys have been out touring. You haven't been out of the public eye, but
right,
as far
right.
as releasing new music, is it harder to do it after a long layoff than it is back-to-back?
I think if there wasn't other things going on and us continuing to be, like you said, in the public eye between Vegas or, like, you know,
Florida-Georgia Line,
This Is the End movie, all these different things that have been leading up to this, you know, moment, then I think it might have been a little bit more of a challenge, and it probably would have been a little bit more, maybe more hesitant, you know? But because of all these things, building up this momentum and us being passionate about the record and being excited and, you know, again, it just felt right. Like, this is the right song, this is the right time. Everything building up to this, all the hard work that me and my, you know, brothers have been doing is just, it's really paid off. And we're so grateful and we're so thankful. You guys, thanks for playing the record. Thanks to our fans for supporting us for 25 years. And the past 48 hours have been just an absolute whirlwind of just happiness and tears of joy and excitement again. It's been really, really awesome.
Well, thank you for a big, fat hit. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Don't go breaking my heart, which you can pick up everywhere right now. Man, you guys have been doing this for what, like 25 years now? Is that right?
Just celebrated 25 years, April 20th.
Do you remember what it's like to not be famous?
Yes. famous or not, for me personally, I still look at myself as a big goober and just a guy who just loves to perform, and it's something I'm passionate about, as we all are. But I could think back to the days when I would, you know, walk into school with the Nintendo Power Glove on my arm because I cut the cable off because I thought it looked like a cool accessory. Or instead of having a backpack at school, I had a briefcase. No idea why, but I did. And, I'm sure all of us can look back at pictures of ourselves or, like, you know, back in school or doing theater or doing whatever and be like, yeah, you know. We always hoped that something would happen, but you just never know. But here we are 25 years later. Thankfully, we've been doing something right. So thank you for that.
You know, it's crazy. We saw you guys at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash last year. Great, great show, by the way. Thank you for that. And it was crazy to see the 40-year-olds that grew up with you guys, and now their children both have the same amount of passion to you guys. Who's a crazier fan base, the 40-year-old mom or the 20-year-old kid?
I think it varies. Vegas, you know, obviously the, crowd ranges from, it's like three generations of fans, but I think our fans that have been there since day one, they're letting loose a little bit now. You know, they're all, you know, moms, dads.
Little mommy time, little daddy time.
Exactly. They're cutting a rug and letting loose.
Date night.
Yeah.
Bachelorette parties.
Hopefully they don't let too loose where they don't remember the concert the next day. But, you know, if they are, good for you. Have fun. It's, you know, 2 hours, 3 days a week in Vegas where you can just let loose and just forget about your troubles and just come have a damn good time with your boys, you know?
Yeah, they all record it on their phone now anyway. They'll be able to watch it the next day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what song did they start with? Oh, yeah, that's right. There you go. I got it.
Have you ever had to do anything out of the ordinary just to go along with your everyday life? Let's say you're in Madrid or somewhere and you've got mass hysteria outside your hotel. Have you ever had to do anything outside of the ordinary just to go buy a cup of coffee or something? Not saying avoiding your fans. I'm saying just being able to get from A to B and live your everyday life.
Didn't you go to a game or something, like it was a baseball game or something, and you had a wig on or something, or fake mustache, or maybe that was Nick. One of us, it definitely wasn't me, but I feel like one of us went somewhere and it actually brought more attention to them than it would have if they didn't have some kind of
thing. I went to a high school football game with a fake beard on.
That's what it was, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was back home in Lexington, Kentucky, visiting my family, and it was the playoffs for high school football, and two really good teams, and I grew up playing football my whole life, and I wanted to check out this game, but it was in a time when we were, it was like late 90s, so we were, you know, on top of the world, and so very recognizable at the time, and so I just put a fake beard on and a baseball cap, and I had a hooded sweatshirt on, and I put the hood up, and it didn't work.
Nope.
They saw right through it.
I couldn't believe that it did not work.
We'll let you guys get going, because I know you've had a lot of these. By the way, am I the first person today not to use the Backstreet's Back line that you've talked to?
I think you are.
Until now.
Yes.
Until now. Oh, you won it. You ruined it.
That's great. Hey, yeah, man. It's a good motto. Manifest destiny, baby.
There you go. Guys, thank you for the song. New album. We don't have a release date yet on the album, right?
Not yet.
Probably around the holidays, end of year, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, maybe. That's what we're shooting for. And then tour will follow, world tour in 2019 to follow.
We would like some Chicago dates on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you will. You will.
I had one more listener Twitter question, really quick, really simple, then I'll let you go. And keep in mind, you're talking with a Chicago audience. LeBron or Jordan?
Jordan. I'm a sneakerhead, bro. Like, I got Jordans are all my wife would probably leave me if I keep buying more and more shoes. But you know what? I'm sitting here with some brand new J's on right now as we speak. So Jordan for life, man.
We do not consider that pandering to the Chicago audience at all, and I appreciate you for being honest.
Of course.
You guys are always the best. Thank you for taking some time. Tell the rest of these radio people out there we said hello, okay?
We will.
We will.
All right, guys, take care, all right?
You Thanks, too. Man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.